Good evening, everybody. How's it going? This is Brian Hoops for the PWTorch.com Nostalgia Podcast. And today's September the 10th, Wednesday evening. Hope you had a good week since we last talked. A lot of things to talk about tonight and get you caught up on some of the news as far as nostalgia is concerned and wrestling. Want to bring you up to date that I did talk with, as I mentioned, Larry Nelson, and I hope to record a program with Larry sometime next week and get that out here for you. So continue to send me any questions you have for Larry about the AWA. It's going to be pretty much an AWA themed show, and I think it should be real good. And I've talked with Larry before, done an interview with him, and it's turned out real well. So I think it'll be enjoyable at time, and we'll talk some AWA history and wrestling. And you know, he was a broadcaster there from about 85 through right up until about 1990. Right up till the end. Also talked with Mick Karch. You may also see Mick Karch on some of the AWA on ESPN Classics as an announcer, a ring announcer, as well as a commentator. And big AWA fan, and I talked with him. And I think we're going to be able to do something AWA-themed show as well sometime in the future. I talked with Greg Gagne last week, former High Flyer. And mentioned to him about the DVD review that I did for him, and asked, invited him to be on this program. And I think we'll be able to, at some point when he's not quite so busy, in his personal life, we'll be able to get together and get something out here for you as well. So a lot of things happening as far as the audio nostalgia show, and I certainly have a lot of news items to talk about this week. One of the things happening as far as someone that's in the news, making mainstream news, the Nature Boy Ric Flair. As you probably have read on the PW Torch website, was involved in an altercation over the weekend that resulted in the arrest of his daughter, Ashley Flair. She was charged with two misdemeanor charges, assault on a law enforcement officer and resisting arrest, as well as obstruction of an investigation. And there's a lot of conflicting reports, best I can tell, or what I've heard, is that a couple different versions. One is that Flair, with his daughter and her boyfriend, another person, were out at a bar, sports bar, watching a Vanderbilt, North Carolina, or South Carolina football game on TV. A couple guys were talking wrestling with Flair, and Flair was accommodating to him, and didn't want to spend time with his family, which you certainly can understand. Things got heated between the two people at the bar, and a fight broke out there. But there also was an altercation apparently in the parking lot at Ashley's apartment that she shared with her boyfriend. As there's some neighbors that called the police, and they went into the apartment and found Flair, who had a huge black eye, was bleeding, and that's where the altercation with Flair's daughter occurred on the police officers. There, if you go to TMZ.com, you can see a picture of Flair and his black eye. Also in the news, I want to give you an update on the Hulk Hogan divorce proceedings. There was an AP article last week citing court documents claimed Hogan's net worth was $32 million. Now he's spending about $32,000 per month on legal fees alone in his divorce case. Linda claimed their net worth was only about $26.7 million, and she indicated that she was spending $7,000 per month on clothing, $7,500 on a maid service, and approximately $1,700 a month on jewelry every month. So, I guess you can draw a lot of conclusions out of that.